Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now. And the Brewers getting ready to take on the Rangers, 3.5 games behind the Cubs. Tim, it's not over, but they can't afford to fall any farther back either. So still, every game they play now, pressure packed, huh?
Everyone, do you wonder when it's time to push the accelerator here? If it's not now, it's really soon. Yeah, so every game is huge.
I thought the sweep of the Pirates was the elixir that a lot of fans who were starting to really doubt this team needed. Now, you can't turn around and follow it up with a craptastic performance against the Texas Rangers. But that being said, at least you walked away from there positive, feeling better about your offense, feeling really good about Pomerantz and the way that bullpen performed. I was impressed with the entire situation that they went into, which was a lot of adversity into that series, and they walked away with three straight wins. So I felt a lot better about that Brewers team.
Yeah, couldn't have come at a better time. And you come off the heels of what happened down there in Chicago. And it's tough to say that, well, we need a sweep. And you know, as long as you've been doing this following baseball, that's a tall task. I don't care how good you are, and I don't care how bad the other guys are. That's a tall task. But they stepped up and they did it. They not only grabbed three of those games back in terms of winning the three straight, of the four you lost, you get three back, you come back. You're at home where you're a much better team, number one. But you come back 4-5 in that road trip. And, you know, all things considered, the way it started out, 1-5, you bailed out on that thing, and you're feeling a lot better about things. This wild card race, this division race, is just all bottled up in here. I mean, you do have some regression in the wild card races. Colorado and San Diego, they're starting to slip a little bit, but man, it's a dogfight. Mets and Nationals and Phillies and Brewers and Cubs and Cardinals and Diamondbacks hanging tough in there as well. So it's going to be fun.
Who do you deem as a real threat? Let me ask you that, because when I saw the San Diego Padres, I look at the Brewers schedule, and the Brewers schedule specifically towards the end of the season, to me, seems relatively easy, or easier. You're not battling L.A., you're not battling the Cubs, you're not battling the Cardinals. By then, you've pretty much set your own destiny, because you still have, what is it, 6 against the Cubs and like 9 against the Cardinals before your season culminates. So everything is in your own hand, and that's what you want. But at that point in the season where the Cubs are going off to play a little bit different competition, and so are the Cardinals, you seemingly have a little bit easier path to end the season on.
Yeah, and you got to stay in it by then. You just do, and they've got some gauntlet series, as you mentioned, with the Cardinals and Cubs, and even the National Series next weekend is a big one. All things considered here, that's huge too. But you're right, toward the end there, the trick is get to that ending portion of the season where you're still in it, and you got a chance to get on a little bit of a run. The run, I think, is still in them. I don't think that we're going to see a remarkably different offense down the stretch here. They're going to be what they are, and they're going to be a little more on the streaky side. It was nice to see some bigger numbers put up in Pittsburgh, but the offense is going to, you're just going to have to deal with it. With the off days here, I think the pitching, you can get away with the rotation that you're doing right now. At some point, you're going to get back a Davies, you're going to get back a Chassin. Some of these guys are get healthier. And then you have Brandon Woodruff just waiting in the wings. But all, keys to all of this, Bill, you got to stay in it right now. You know, you just have to win some baseball games. Keep yourself in it.
Let's talk about the positive. Keston Hira continues to amaze me. Watching him hit not one but two home runs and then go the opposite way just by battling at the plate with a double down the line and left and being able to kind of adjust his swing on the fly at the plate, I don't know if he's one of the pure hitters. I mean, Christian Yelich is an incredibly pure hitter. I don't know if he's one of the more pure hitters that the Brewers have produced, because Ryan Braun was amazing when he first came into the league and still, you know, has a good propensity to hit the baseball. But it's fun watching this guy go to the plate now.
It is, and you finally have a legitimate young player, a young star in the organization since Ryan Braun. And you go back years to the Matt Gammels with high hopes and some of these first-round selections, Anton Williamson, and some of these thumpers that were advertised to come in as, you know, these guys. They're star players. And Clint Coulters, and I could go on and on. But you finally have one. You found one. You got to work through some painful defense. And at times, as you watch Brewers baseball, it is painful to see Keston catch the baseball. You've been doing this for, good almost 20 years of your life. You've been catching a baseball. You need to do it at this level, too. But it is sweet to envision Christian Yelich and even Trent Grisham now, along with Keston Hira, and what Stearns puts around these guys offensively. The future looks bright. It does.
Yeah, I'm excited about what the future holds. I still would like to see them work out a longer-term deal with Moose. I think for two reasons. One, he benefits this team. Two, he likes it here. And I'd like to see him stick around. I know they don't have to do it now, but I would love to see them, or at least hear about them, traveling down that path before the season culminates. The other thing, when you talk about Grisham, I look at the depth of this team. I think Gamble's been a good find. The fact that he's been able to do it with options, the fact that Braun has given you more this year than maybe what you were hoping for. If you get Lorenzo Cain, who is starting, and Lorenzo Cain came off the bench and gave you a knock that in which scored runs. If Lorenzo Cain gets that rest, that hand gets that rest, and he continues to hit the ball better in this half of the season, offensively speaking, with Yasmani Grandal behind the plate, you got to feel really good about the offense, that maybe the ability to score four and a half, maybe five runs per game is actually there. And if they do that consistently, you just look at the numbers of this team throughout the season, four runs or more, they are way over 500, three runs or less, and they're far under 500. So four runs seems to be the tipping point. If they can get four runs a game and this offense stays hot, they're going to win a lot of games, including against the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Well, and I think, Bill, that one thing clicks with the team. The fashion show is over now. The fashion show is over for Travis Shaw. And to a degree, Lorenzo Cain as well. As you said, he comes off the bench, knocks in a couple of runs down the right field line. It's all for one now. We can't think individually anymore. And I think Council is going to... I think he's going to start putting the focus on that. It doesn't matter who's in the starting lineup. It doesn't matter who's batting sixth. Guys, we want to get to the promised land, and that's the postseason. It's clear that they got to put away the pride. They got to put Travis Shaw, dude, I understand it's a very difficult time for you right now in your baseball career. It's a tipping point for Travis Shaw. But who cares? You got a left-handed guy off the bench, plays a little defense, versatile first, second, and third. He's just got to say, set it aside and just go to try and win baseball games. And if that comes off the bench, well, then, Travis, that's your role now. Deal with this in the offseason. See what's going to happen in the offseason. Just very quickly on your Moustakas, the answer would have been easy to sign Moustakas to a multi-year deal had Travis Shaw been Travis Shaw. Then it would have been no. That they don't need Mike Moustakas because Travis Shaw is supplanted at third base. So, his failure this year is making you look at Mike Moustakas and say, hey, maybe it does fit.
Do you with Travis? Look, I think Travis Shaw has had now a year and a half, year and three quarters, where he struggled. Go back to a year a couple of years ago, and that was a year which you thought he would struggle because he had his daughter in the hospital and he was back and forth to Children's all the time and there was a lot on his mind. And then you thought when that somewhat cleared up and things began to stabilize in his life that things would just get better, and they just haven't. And I can't put my finger on it as to why, but they just haven't. I don't know if it's been injury. I don't know if it's been pressing. I don't know if it's been stress. I mean, I don't know what it is. But at what point do you say, maybe this just thing isn't going to work? And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Tim, specifically, because ESPN, and you and I talked about this, did this story on, guys underperforming. And they talked about specifically Orlando Arcia. His defense has gone down. His WAR rankings 3 out of 4 years have been subpar when it comes to just the baseline average in Major League Baseball. At what point do you think that Orlando Arcia and this inability to stay consistent at the plate and the slide defensively, do they look in a different direction there as well?
I think that provides an option of thought to them. I think you could do a lot worse than Orlando Arcia at shortstop. And it comes down to this. What do you expect out of Arcia? Well, when he broke through a few years ago, we expected a lot more. We expected him to be better than Elcides Escobar, who ended up being an all-star, ended up hitting over 300, a huge part of the success in Kansas City. That's at least what I expected out of him, and a better situation than that. He was one of the better prospects, one of the top prospects, not only in the system here, but in all of baseball. So now you look at it, now you've got a pretty big sample size, ages on his side. That's one thing. When it comes to money, when it comes to paying Orlando Arcia, I think that's when the tipping point happens for him. Are we depending on Orlando Arcia to hit 310 and knock 20 homers and drive in 60 or 70? I don't know about that. I don't think you do depend on that. Would it be nice to have that? For sure. And then you throw in the factor of the game of baseball changing, where shortstops are expected to hit a little bit better. So you have a lot of factors there. I'm all right. Until that guy comes along, I'm all right with Arcia. I am.
Always good. We'll chat again next week. Be listening over the weekend as the Brewers take on the Rangers. How about Jonathan Lucroy now in a Cubs uniform, man, huh?
Well, it's proof that Luke and Stearns probably didn't end in the most favorable relationships. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, pal. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus. They've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE and go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.